Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. For any sisters listening this morning, is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, just ask for any sisters listening that if she has anything going on, like what this teaching is about, with any sort of self-deception, that she is honest about it, or if she knows anybody, that she deals with people and is bold with the Holy Spirit and talks. As the Holy Spirit leads her to be honest with people, rebuke if necessary, if they are practicing these sorts of self-deception, so that they can inherit eternal life and be cleansed. Ask all these pretty places in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so just going through Isaiah 33 and talking about times of judgment, where's the scribe, where's the receiver, and talking about the different doctrines that are creeping into the church and just deceptions that can be dangerous, and how you want your footing fully on the Word of God. But touching upon racism, this is Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16. It says, "These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood." And then it says, "And a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations." Okay. And it goes down again. "Feet that be swift, running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies." Okay. And it keeps going, but I want to address mo mostly a false wi witness that speaketh lies, and a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. When you've got sin in your life and God is bringing judgment upon it, okay, one of the most dangerous things you can do is lie to yourself about it. Okay. It talks about this also too in Isaiah. I'll go over that scripture probably tomorrow. But the worst thing that you can do is blame shift, okay? And say it's this or it's that or it's this. When he's dealing with you about your soul, you want it cleansed. Again, when he's dealing with you about your soul, you want it cleansed. Okay? The worst thing that you can do to yourself is lie to yourself about your sin and keep it inside of yourself. It is a big, huge, wide open door to Satan. I've seen people actually pick up demons through doing this. Okay? And it is very common when people start talking about racism. It's just one example, but it is relevant to that. So I want to touch on it, but it can apply to many things. Okay? Not just racism itself. Okay? The Lord is dealing with someone and they've got issues with the Lord. And rather than deal with it head on and say, "Yes, it was me. Yes, I sinned. Yes, this is being brought upon me because of my own wickedness. Yes, I deserve this. Yes, God, this is between you and me. It has nothing to do with anybody else. It's between you and me." That's the response that's safe. That's the response that cleanses. That's the response that will keep you able to see and understand what's going on. The other response of blame shifting and lying, okay, just like I read through here, a lying tongue, okay, a false witness that speaketh lies, okay, that will put you in a place of self-deception. And I've seen people pick up spirits where they can't even tell their right from their left anymore. Okay, it goes very deep, because what happens is the Lord says, "Okay, you don't want to hear me, you don't want to deal directly with me, you want to blame everything else. And you want to receive these lies." Well, then you're not going to be able to tell what's a lie and what's truth. Really bad, really dangerous. The person is lied to in their mind and they can't see their left from their right anymore. Okay? Really bad. That's where you start getting into people as they age, okay, where you get their they start to lose their minds. Okay? Really dangerous stuff. Do not receive lies. When the Holy Spirit is convicting you, say, "It was you that did this. This bad situation you're in, that you're suffering in, is not because of the government. It's not because of the system. It's not because of racism. It's not because of this and this. It's you. You sinned." The Holy Spirit is saying, "What you did was wrong. Repent." And then Satan's right there telling you, "No, it's not that. It's this. No, it's this. It's that." And you start shifting blame and you put it upon something else. and you receive that lying tongue, then you get lied to in your head. You get lied to in your head so much your brain is mixed up. I've seen it. It gets mixed up. You can't tell your left from right. And then you start needing real help. Real help. You can get into a real dangerous situation in those cases. So I'll leave it there for today. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening, that if she is susceptible to this or has a family member that is, that she starts to really repent so she can see clearly. For the keeping of her soul and the keeping of soul of her loved ones. I ask all these praise in Jesus' name.